This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Thursday Moscow is ready to continue dialogue with Washington after his summit meeting with U.S. President Joe Biden, provided the U.S. also is willing to do so. Meanwhile, President Biden is back at the White House following his visit to Europe and meeting in Switzerland with President Putin. The two exchanged cordial words and plotted modest steps on arms control and diplomacy, but emerged from their much-anticipated Swiss summit Wednesday largely where they started, with deep differences on human rights, cyber attacks, election interference, and more. Mr. Biden said the next several months would serve as a test of whether relations between the two countries can improve. President Biden is set to sign into law Thursday the creation of a new federal holiday commemorating the end of slavery in the United States. Juneteenth, National Independence Day, will be observed each year on June 19th. Juneteenth commemorates when the last enslaved African Americans learned they were free. Confederate soldiers surrendered in April 1865, but word didn't reach the last enslaved Black people until June 19th, when Union soldiers brought news of freedom to Galveston, Texas, 2.5 years after President Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation. Vaccination efforts in the United States have become a slog, even as a new variant is trying to take hold. Federal authorities warn of the rise of the Delta variant of COVID-19, in particular pockets of the United States with low vaccination rates. During a call for governors Monday, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said the Delta variant has increased from 2.7% of all cases in the U.S. in May to 9.7% this month. This is VOA News.